Welcome to episode 57 of Stories, Inspirations, and Moving Forward. And today I'm going to talk about a topic that I don't think is addressed very often, and it is giving up. When I was thinking about this episode, I was thinking, you know, I should say the power of giving up or the freedom of giving up or something like that. But I think it's really the pain of giving up and the importance of giving up. A lot of times people think of, oh, you know, I'm not a quitter, but it's really important to know when to drop a project, when to move on from a relationship, when a friendship has simply run its course, that through life we need to continue growing and continue to move and continue to evolve. A lot of Christian and religious groups say, oh, we don't believe in evolution, but evolution is simply growth and moving forward. I have talked to several guests about this topic, about moving on and the importance of it. I have created programs that simply haven't taken off and I've set them down. Some of them I haven't picked up again. And this past week, I published my first book, The Making of Maya, that it has been a huge part of this show. As I wrote it, I have read portions of it, and that's really what has boosted up how many episodes that I have of this show. Today is 57, and I know that I'm needing more structure and maybe a different tone to this show now, as I'm getting an idea of what I want my focus to be. That has really been a point of kind of a hazy point over the years as I've been developing my business, and I'm not even sure the name of my business or what to put it underneath. I am licensed, the business license I hold is Gooseberry Preschool, but I haven't used that name for years because my daycare serves infants and toddlers primarily. Sometimes we get preschoolers sprinkled in there, but it's primarily that younger group. And in 2020, I started this podcast. I started exploring creating online courses on various topics, and I created a nanny service. And there's different reasons that I have chosen to set those down and certain reasons to pick them up. I haven't had a podcast episode come out since June 11th. That was almost a month ago. And the reason for that is that my house is so noisy. Before starting this episode, I unplugged all the Alexas because they are attached to an outside monitor, an outside camera that's constantly detecting branches moving around and birds building nests. The door is usually opening and closing. Dogs are barking. Children are playing. Music is on to keep the kids sleeping. Or when I do interviews at nap time, the kids wake up. But even though there aren't a lot of people that subscribe to this channel right now, it's a long-term marketing plan, you would say, from a business perspective. But to me, it's a way to connect people and a platform for people to tell their stories. That is what I really believe our culture is missing, is a space for people to simply share what has happened in their lives, where they're planning to go forward in their lives. That is what this show is about. I've been playing around with the idea of starting a blog again. I blogged for many years before I even knew about, you know, even the possibility of being an author. And the reason for that is to spread the word about this podcast and about my book. I can really link everything well together. Over the years, I've had things that are kind of detached because I didn't know how to link everything together. But I have been looking a lot at my interpersonal relationships and what is simply getting in the way of my service and growth. And that's really a hard question to ask and a hard question to explore, because truthfully, that's not something you want to share with the larger world, and that you kind of have to have a small select group of friends to to help you navigate. A while ago, I decided to really pay attention to my purchases, whether it's business-related, necessities like going to the gym, which gym I choose, all of those things I have started really paying attention to. And the reason for that was not so much to shave down my budget, but to tailor my own advertising, because I think it's best to look at yourself as your ideal client, yourself, you know, five steps back so that you can be teaching and supporting people. But I realized, you know, I don't like overly branded things. Like if I go to a landing page, an informational page, I'm turned off by a lot of branding. I want to see them as real people. I personally love doing graphic design, but I've learned to do it more lightly, things like that. But more recently, I've been noticing what brings stress to my life, what gets me worked up, or as I say with my kids, keyed up. Excuse me. And that is something that I realized with my podcast, is that I haven't put out a podcast since June 11th. And the reason for that is I had a guest that I really have a lot of respect for. So I was afraid of, you know, messing up the interview. So I was super careful, which meant it took a while for me to release it into the world. And I realized that doing interviews, while I love talking to people, it's stressful for me to do as a podcast episode. So I think for a while, I'm going to have stories, inspirations, and moving forward as a solo show. And once I can have the house more quiet or structure the house in a different way, excuse me, it's going to continue to be a solo show. And I know that I can do that because I've been doing lives for quite a period of time, but more recently doing TikTok lives where you're just chatting it up for, you know, with no real objective. So I know that I can enjoy doing that and that it can appeal to my audience. So that's a change that I'm going to make and I'm kind of excited for it. So I'm still going to do the interviews that are already booked, but then switch the focus of that and change. So just some changes, but that really ties into today's topic of evolution and the pain of change, because there is still, you know, that moment of mourning having to switch up the podcast. But if it leads to less stress, it's 190 gazillion times worth it. Another example that I have recently done is about 3 weeks back, I gave over the responsibility of my author accountability group to two dear friends of mine. And that has been a huge relief, even though I love doing it. It's been so nice having someone else lead the call or somebody else do the teaching. I had the idea of starting a Facebook group for us so that we could let other people into the group who aren't financially able to join the author program that we've used. And those ladies said, yes, you know, we'll run the group. Thanks for the wonderful idea. And oh my goodness, what a weight off my shoulders. So that's really the point of today's show, is pay attention to yourself. Don't get stuck in the loop of busyness. And it leads you to not enjoying something that you're really good at. So I've decided to take my career in the direction of doing freelance writing. Writing just brings life and light to my world. And through that, doing something that I really enjoy, it can be monetized. When I first started in the business, I thought, you know, monetizing was not for me. You know, that I deserve to be on the sales rack, so to speak. And I don't, you know, I've invested thousands of dollars in learning how to do what I do. So if that's your mindset as well, I'd really like to challenge you to step outside of it. You have so many unique skills and gifts, and I'd like for you to explore that. It might be uncomfortable at first to think about, but it's really important. The world needs you as you, and maybe you need to set down some things to have the time to be able to to do those things and to become really good at them. I would like to end every episode with a personal challenge or an application and an encouragement to you in your own life. While I'm changing this show to be a solo act of just me talking and take out the interview aspect for a while, I want this show to be for you, just like my book is for you. So the application I'd like for you to take out of this is, you may feel overwhelmed in your personal life and maybe that you're not hitting the goals that you want to hit. What would it look like if you took out one of the activities that you really don't enjoy, but you've been working hard on because you think you need to have that skill to succeed in your business or in your homeschooling or whatever it is? What would it look like if you set that down and gave yourself more time to work on something that you really enjoy? Think about that. Let me know in the comments or reach out to me through direct messages. I would love to learn about you and about what you're interested in. Take care and thank you so much for tuning in to episode 57. Sending love and support to you now.